Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm Tyler Adams, and you are listening to Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis on ESPN 97.5.
Who doesn't like that young player, Tyler Adams of Red Bull Leipzig, tearing it up in the Bundesliga and doing very, very well. All right. Welcome you back to the show, Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. As I mentioned, Hector Moreno, we're doing two parts. Part one tonight is right here on Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Part two tomorrow in Austin, Texas on Horn FM. Here is the three-time World Cup defender for Mexico, Hector Moreno.
Well, Hector, first off, thank you very much for joining us. The first obvious question, what is it like playing football in Qatar? What is it like living in Qatar?
Hi, Glenn. How are you? Yeah, it is quite different than what I'm used to or what I've been used to last couple of years when I was playing in Europe, of course. Everything, you know, the type of player, the quality of players and everything, but what I found when I came here is still it's an emerging country in the football industry, but they have this goal to be a national team that can compete in the World Cup 2022, you know. So they are making a lot of effort. They are investing a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of everything to make that come true, you know. They had a good experience last year with the Asian Cup, they became champion, and also in the Copa America, they did quite okay. You know, they didn't go through the next round, but they did okay. So that motivated them to continue to this plan they have to be able to compete in the World Cup. So for me, it was like a new experience, totally different what I wanted to say, and with good young quality players and some players what they're trying to do is like with myself. I don't like to talk about myself, but like with people who can still perform, who can still have the joy and the pleasure to play, you know, like not bringing all players like they used to. I'm not saying it's wrong, but before they bring big names, they bring players who were like big stars, but at the end it was like a kind of retirement. I don't want to say that because it might be get me wrong, but they come more for enjoy and relax and all this kind of thing. Now what they want with us foreign players who are here is like to perform, to show the way that is in Europe, you know, that the professionalism, the way you have to treat yourself before, after training and during the game, how you prepare yourself, the way you eat, all these kind of things to make it more professional, the football, you know, because 10 years ago, it was like nothing professional. It was just nothing compared as it is right now. And the life, it's for me, my family, we are now 4 in the family. And it's a great life. I also, when I signed here, the first thing what I asked was what it will be for the families to live there, you know, or here. It's like a great country to live. It's peaceful, it's quiet, it's relaxed. People don't come at you, just let you live your life on your own way. So that's for me a great thing to have, you know, to have big time with the family, spend some quality time is what I was looking for.
Now, I know you're a model professional. We're talking to Hector Moreno, 3 World Cups with Mexico. Is that part of the reason you're there also? Not only to perform individually, not only to perform for Algarafa, but also to mentor and lead some of the younger players?
Yeah, I tried to explain this also a few times when I had the opportunity, you know, when they called me the first time. Of course, they know me as because I've been playing for a long time in Europe. I was lucky enough to play with the national team in 3 World Cups, but they never talked to me about the Hector Moreno on the field. You know, they always talked to me about okay, we hear. I don't know how we hear about you. We hear the way you are, the way you behave, the way you are as a professional, and we want that. We want you to just keep being you and help these young players because in Garrafa actually. Especially, we have a very young, talented team for Qatar. So they want these young players to grow with this European professionalism and all these kind of things, you know. So for me, it was like a nice challenge to take. Of course, everything is in the global, you know. It's financially it was good for my family, it was good, and this challenge as well in the football, it was quite okay for me.
All right. So you grow up in the state of Sinaloa.
Yes. Culiacan.
The breadbasket of Mexico is what I've heard that area is called. It also produces so many great footballers. Now, what is that about? Is there, you know, you can compare it to Mexico City, maybe even almost, right?
Why? Yeah, now there is a, there is a debate now in Mexico because with all these things that happen, like a new club is coming, Mazatlán, you know, it's also in Sinaloa. And it was this debate because I didn't know, but now it's the third state in Mexico, Sinaloa, has the most professional footballers in playing the Liga MX. So that says something, you know, that means like they're working well, or the scouting from the clubs in Ciudad de Mexico, Guadalajara, or whatever, they are focusing or they are going to look into this kind of, to these cities, to this state, which is Sinaloa. And I think it's amazing because I came from there when there was not much opportunity. I had I was lucky to that Pumas found me, that Pumas invited me to follow them and to join them. So, but now I think it's more opportunity for everybody, and because the players who did before me and myself, which I did a little bit of something, people are trusting and are believing that Sinaloa is not only for baseball, you know, because like the people think, okay, Sinaloa, they just care about baseball and they don't like football and they don't know how to play football. It's not true. There is a space for everything. They are investing a lot of in the youth, in with the government and everything for the players to develop and to grow in a good way in the football gallery.
All right, we're talking to Hector Moreno, enjoying this interview. All right, so you mentioned Mazatlan. They're going to have a team now, a professional team. You know, so everybody who's listening to the show is going, okay, he better ask him if he's interested in playing for Mazatlan. Is that crossed your mind going back to the state where you grew up?
No, it never. When I just left Culiacan, actually the year I left to Mexico City to play with Pumas in the Fuerzas Básicas, let's say, and the youth, Dorados, the Sinaloa, came there, you know, with all this plan to be. So after they went to first division and everything. So it was like, for me, it was very nice. And I was still in Mexico. I was still in Pumas. And I thought, okay, it would be nice to play in Culiacan, you know, with my family around, when everybody around it. But actually now it's been only 3 days that it happened in Mazatlan. It never crossed my mind to go back there. And I don't know. I always say that. I don't know if I will ever go back to Mexico. It would be nice because I play only, I don't know, a few games, 40 matches, if not less, and not full matches. You know, I was always coming in or going out. I wasn't like a starting 11 or something like this in Pumas until my last 6 months. So, but I would like to say, you know, but I would lie if I say, okay, yes, I will go back to Mexico, or yes, I will not go back to Mexico. It's not up to me 100%. It's not up to anybody, you know. Like, I have to make a lot of things that make that happen, you know. The club wants me if I want, and the moment that I, who is in my position, of course, and because of what I was thinking, I was a young player, and I don't want to be somebody, of course, if I can perform, I want to play or something, but I don't want to be somebody who can take the spot from someone who can be a top talent or who can be only because I have more experience or something. Of course, I don't want to make, as I always say in the national team, the worst thing I can do is to step away because I want them to play. No, I want to fight so they can still be better and they can still outperform me and they can play before me, you know? That, you know, I don't know if you get my point.
I do.
So, yeah. So that's my thinking when I think about going back to Mexico or something. I don't know. I would like to say 100% yes, 100% no, but it's not possible. Yeah.
Look, you're fit. You're still playing the game well. And to tag on to what you just said, when do you know in your mind when it's time to finish what has been a remarkable career, taking you all over the world to 3 World Cups? I mean, I'm reading your bio and looking at things before this interview last night, and I'm going, this is a remarkable story that somebody can achieve this much. And we sometimes take that for granted in the media. But when you look at your career, it is really remarkable, the moments, the things that happened to get you where you are. So back to my original question, which I just got away from, you know, when do you know when it's time? When will you know when it's time?
Thank you for the nice words before. And no, I think my body will say, my body will know. My mind, I will be set for a fight and to train, because I love training. I love going to train every single day to get better. You know, I think that's one of my, I don't know if many, but one of my qualities that I like to go training every day to, I want to learn something. You know, sometimes people get me wrong when I say something about when I came to Rome, that I just learned to defend. No, I was trying to mean, I was trying to say that when I came to Rome, I thought I knew how to defend because I had incredible coaches that teach me how to defend. I had Mauricio Pochettino, which was a great defender, and he's a great coach. So when I try to say it's like, even when I'm 29, now I'm 32, I want to learn every single day, and I'm open to learn, and I want to improve, and I want to get better. So that's my point. So when is the time? I think when my body says, okay, you cannot do it anymore, when I wake up in the morning and I feel like it's struggling, or when I feel like this could damage my career after, my life after the career, because I want to be able to play with my kids. I want to be able to have a normal life. So when I feel like this playing with pain or playing with some injuries that I might have from the past will cause that, I think I would say stop, because I think my mind, it will be always open to compete and to train and to work hard to be able to be on my best level. You know, I'm 32 now, but if I have to say now, I would like to play until I'm 40. You know, like I'm eating well, I'm training hard, I'm trying to be like the best professional I can be. So that will help to make it longer in my career. So I hope that I can last long and my body take it.
Talking to Hector Moreno. Okay, let's go back to Roma, because the center back position that you play, that you started at 18 with Pumas on your debut to now, it's a position that's changed, it's evolved, right? It's yes. Gotten different, and it got different as you went through Spain, the Netherlands. Tell me about the modern center back now, and how much of the position has really changed throughout your career, if at all.
Yeah, I think a lot. I think since I start, how it's been, the evolution of it, it's good, because it with this Guardiola style and this guy who came to change the way the playing football, you know, from I start building up, like the goalkeepers as well, how they change, how they have to be like really good on the feet. Like, it became a really essential part of the football and the style. If you want to play like offensive football, you have to have a good defender, good with the ball, you know, like, but don't forget that you are a defender, you know. I think that gets mistaken many times, like, okay, I'm good with the ball, but then I concede 3-4 goals easily, or I'm not good in challenge, I'm not good in tackle. So these kind of things, I think it's been misunderstanding between those two things. You have to be really good in the ball, like the modern center back, you know, like confident, good long pass, look good between lines pass, or all these kind of things. But also, you don't have to forget that your first goal or your mission is to stop, to prevent the goals, to be able to talk with your teammates, because you are one of the privileged to see the foot, the game from the back, and to see almost every space that you might have on the other side. So it's very important for me to learn that. What I was told during my whole career, more or less, it was like I wasn't hard enough. I wasn't, you know, I was too soft or too nice to the striker, you know. And I work on that. I try to be, you know, never meant to hurt nobody, never meant to talk to nobody in a bad way. But I was trying to be better, you know, because you see the big center backs is what they have both, you know, right now. For me, like, Ramos is one of the best, Thiago Silva is one of the best, but because they mix those, they have the quality with the ball, and also when they don't have the ball, they don't care, you know, they just go for it, and if they hurt you, they hurt you, but it's never in a bad way, you know, and never with bad intentions.
So as a center back, how did you grow that part of it, to be a tougher, a little bit more of an intimidator, to bring a little bit of a fear, a healthy fear in a fair way, into the mind of all these great attacking players that you have to play against that have these enormous skills that go all over the place?
Yeah, it's hard because I think it's something natural, but of course you can learn. I try to watch players who have that, you know, the things they do, the things they, how they behave, how they are, like the, how they mark their man, how in a corner kick or whatever when the game is playing on the other side, on the opposite side. Of course, I was lucky enough also to play with Marquez, who had both. Also, you know, Rafa was incredibly talented with the ball, but also without the ball, he had that. You know, he was I'm not saying a killer, but he was really tough. You know, when he had to fight for a ball, he didn't care. He just go for it. And so I was lucky to play alongside him, and I learned a lot of things with him. And of course, it was hard because I wasn't like that, but I learned many things. And I cannot tell you the tricks, but Rafa has a few, of course.
You can't tell all of them, that's for sure. No. You can't tell all of them. Listen, being predominantly left-footed, that was an advantage for you, right?
Totally, totally. There are not many left-footers, center-back, yeah. And everything, but center-backs are few. And for me, it was always an advantage because also what I was lucky, maybe because they found me, they wanted me, I almost always play with the coaches that wanted one right foot and one left footed center backs, you know? So for me, it was like an advantage. We have four center backs in the team, and there are three right foot and one only me, you know? So not for granted, I never took it for granted because they could change any time, but it was like, okay, I have the first option, it's me. If I'm not make mistakes, if I do it well, I will keep playing because these coaches want one right footed, one left footed. So for me, it was like, of course, totally an advantage. And I think that I took it and I make profit of it.
All right. Three World Cups, Hector. Hector Moreno, three World Cups. It's pretty unbelievable. 2010, 14, 18. In fact, you come back after a very serious injury to play in 18 in Russia. Do you ever sit back and just think, I've played in three World Cups? I mean, there are very few human beings who play in one, let alone three. Do you recognize how rare your life has been from that perspective to play in three World Cups?
Sometimes when I got asked from like people like you, from journalists or from friends that ask me how is it to play, how it's been to perform in a World Cup for your home country, it's amazing. But I think when I finish, when I stop football and I look back, I will give the value. I will think like, okay, it was huge, you know, like now there is no time to stop or to think and to get emotional about that, you know, because it's something amazing for me. I believe, like, coming from Culiacan, where everybody thinks like we only like baseball, and going all the way there and play in three World Cups with three different coaches and three different type of players around and everything, it's been amazing, you know. And my goal when I finished it in Russia, of course, it was like a big disappointment and everything. I didn't know if I wanted to play or to compete for a new one, you know, for Qatar. But now I'm 100% sure that I want to be here, because right now I'm in Qatar. I want to be here. I want to be able to give the team what I have, you know. And I say, of course, I want to be on the pitch. I want to be always there. But if not, I have to be humble enough to be helping the team as much as I can do. Even if I only say one line to one teammate, to young guy, one of the many mistakes I made, okay, listen, I did this and it was wrong, so don't do it. So you want to make one mistake less. So that's my goal, you know, to help the national team to grow and to be able to, hopefully Mexico will be here, and hopefully finally we can reach and we can go through to that fifth game that we, in three World Cups, I was not able to make it.
Hector Moreno joining us. Now, look, everybody can always see the successes. They go right to the successes. But every footballer has disappointments, some more than others. Look, you had a severe injury against the Netherlands in the 2014 World Cup. Was there ever a time mentally you're saying to yourself, you know, is this potentially the end of my career when I'm sitting there with a broken leg? I mean, you know, how much of a mental thing is that? And then to come back from that also, you had to have incredible mental strength.
Yeah, it is hard when it happened, you know, and it is hard because also the stage where we were, it was amazing. It was for us a great opportunity to achieve that. We were fighting while I was talking about, you know, a great game against the Netherlands. I was feeling myself amazing during the World Cup. You know, I was fit. I was confident. I felt myself. I was performing. I told you, and I don't like to talk about myself. I hate that. But during it's in the past. So I was feeling that I was in my top level. So this happened, and you don't understand why. You know, like, okay, yeah, I'm doing everything right. I'm doing everything what I have to do, and this hit you. You know. And it's hard to accept it. It's hard to take it. But at the end, I had my family who was with me. It was very important to get over. My wife, she was my girlfriend back then, but now she's my wife, and she supported me. She helped me because I became obsessed. You know, like, okay, when I got the surgery, they told me, okay, in 6 months, you're going to be able to play. 6 months. Okay. I don't want that because I was, before the World Cup, I could leave. I had the opportunity to sign contracts with other teams, you know. I respect it, and I love Espanyol because I was 4 years happy there, and I didn't want to sign before the World Cup because I didn't want to have my mind, okay, I have to change. No, I want to perform, and at the end of the World Cup, I want to see what are the options, and I want to decide. So when this happened, of course, everything goes out. No. There was one was still, okay, maybe we signed you, but we don't know if you're going to come back better or good or worse. So I decided, okay, no worries. But I don't want to be, in my mind, I don't want to be 6 months out. Because if I'm 6 months out, that means that in next transfer window, which it will be in January, nobody will want me because I wouldn't play much. I was like, okay, he's just coming back from the injury. I was feeling like I was ready to take off and I was ready to do a new step. So I set my mind, okay, and I was back at 3.5 months. So after they told me 6, because I was really hard on myself. I was really hard on my wife as well, because it was like, okay, just focus on myself, focus on my recovery, going twice a day, doing everything at home. It's like 24/7 working to get back to be able to play before the transfer market. And I did it. So that was like focusing. And at the end, I didn't go in January, but I had the chance. You know, I had offers and everything. And then I didn't take them, but I was happy and I was like, okay, I did it. I work on myself. I appreciate and I thank my wife still because she was next to me at that time. And it was hard for me, but at the end, it was mentally, I tried to overcome that by being like obsessed with work and obsessed with coming back before what they told me.
Great stuff there from Hector Moreno. Tomorrow night we will have the 3-time World Cup defender from Mexico. He's going to talk Major League Soccer, Austin FC. He's also going to talk about his time under different managers, including Mauricio Pochettino. For Aaron Raybould, and tremendous effort on this show by Victor Ariza. I have to mention that. Fresh content, glendavissoccer.com, Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock, Facebook, Soccer Matters, Instagram, Glenn Davis Sock. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Tomorrow night, it's Austin on Horn FM. Soccer Matters, presented by the Daspit Law Firm. Part 2, Hector Moreno.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey, soccer fan.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.